Well, if you're happy, let's begin with a bit of a personal introduction, just about yourself, how long you've been working here, sort of the general background.
Yes. Very good. Thank you so much for the visit. First, I'm Kayigi Habiyambere Aimable, serving currently as Commissioner Domestic Taxes, Rwanda Revenue Authority. So I'm serving in this capacity since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, since 2014. But prior to that, I was serving as a deputy commissioner in charge of large taxpayers.
Uh-huh.
Yes, deputy commissioner in charge of tax large taxpayers. And I served as a deputy commissioner in large taxpayers since 2011 up to the beginning of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to that, I was heading the audit division within large taxpayers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for a couple of years also, for 4 years. Basically, without taking too long, I've been working with the institution. It's now 18 years.
18 years.
18 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 18 years. But I started as a junior officer.
Okay.
Yeah, I started as a junior officer, but
So going back to the time when you joined 18 years ago, that's the year 2000, so that's just after it began, right?
Yes.
So when you joined, did you study tax administration or finance or something in Rwanda before you joined the RRA?
Yes, before I joined RRA, by then I was just a young graduate.
Okay.
Yes, I had graduated from university by then.
University of Rwanda.
Yeah, no, Independent University of Kigali.
Oh, of Kigali. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was here in Rwanda.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. So, I don't know how much you can remember. It's 18 years ago, but yes. If you had to describe to me the challenges of the RRA, and maybe specifically as you saw them when you joined.
Yes.
I mean, I imagine it was a very different situation from today. What were the challenges?
A very different one. A very different one because when I joined by then, before I talked about that, since I joined, the taxes themselves before 1998, because Rwanda Revenue itself as a body was created in 1998.
Yeah.
So before that, taxes were administered under the Ministry of Finance.
Yeah.
Yeah, having two directors, one in charge of customs and another one in charge of income tax by then. So the government decided, of course, it was after the war also, after the genocide of Tutsi, it was really a very difficult situation by then. So the government had that long-term ambition of growing the economy on one hand, but also collecting revenues, because revenues is really a very essential part in financing government ambitions. So the finance minister that we had by then, Donald Kaberuka, then had this idea of having an independent body that that can collect taxes for the government. It's a NAM,